Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw two very strong questions on the Gemara and Baba Kama Mem Aleph, also parallel Sugyan Pesachim Chaf Beis Amit Beis, and now we're going to continue Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis in two places. Sanhedrin Ayin Tes Amit Beis Vachamayin Amit Beis holds that a shor niskal is not aser mechayim, only la'achar misa. La'achar misa it's aser. But mechaim, it's mutter begiz of avodah. You're allowed to shear it. You're allowed to work with it. However, the minchas chinuch and mitzvah beis is marich in this nekuda. He brings das harambam not like that. The Rambam paskins niskei mamon 11:10 that a shorish that had a gemar din for skila and it got mixed in with 1,000 other shvarim. They're all getting skila and they're all aser bahana. That's the Rambam. So the minchas chinuch wants to learn from the Rambam that if mechaim, it would be mutter bana, you don't give skila. Because they're mutter begizav avodah, so how can you be mafsid the person? You're right, there's no bittul, but how could you be mafsid the person by giving them all skila if only one of the animals is chayav skila and all the animals are mutter begizav avodah? So how are you going to give them all skila? So it must be, this learns the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam, that shor haniskal is aser mechayim with the Gemar Din, and since shor haniskal is not bittul, and they're all aser bahana, Mimele, you give them all skila because there's no hefsed. That's the way Rabbi Minchas Chinuch learns the Rambam. However, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, it apparently Pshat is, says Moreno Rabbeinu Agon Rabbeinu Shlita, that he holds that Be'emes, even Lamaskanas HaGemara, even if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, the Gemara says that it's Aser Bahana, the Svar is not that you don't need to be Makayim the Din of the Shor B'Skila, and it's Aser with the Gemara Din. But rather, the shor haniskal isn't aser with the gemar din, but after the kiyum din, then it's going to be aser. What's the kiyum din? You don't need dafka skila. Even shchita is the kiyum din. Since self calls self, the shor dies and you are makayim the din misa. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the pshat is that if you have a gemar din, it's mutter bahana. And once you do the skila, or another type of misa, what's that other type of misa? That other type of misa would even be shchita. That even if you shecht it, it is also going to be aser bahana. Because self, you're a makayim the din misa. You just didn't do it in a skiladik way. But nevertheless, it becomes aser bahana kidin shor haniskal. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns, that you're a makayim the din misa in a different way. You were supposed to do skila, but instead, if you did shechita, it's still going to be aser. And the Gemara says, Lo Ye'achel is teaching you possibly an Isser Hana, and then Esbisaro is teaching you that even though you did a Kain Basar, that you shechted it, it's also going to be Aser Bahana. So when does the Isser Hana kick in? When does the Isser Hana take effect? The Isser Hana and Achila takes effect after it's killed, whether via Skila or via another type of Misa. However, the Das HaRambam is no. According to the way Minchas Chinuch understands that lemaskana, you don't need a kiyum din skil at all. Miyari magmar din, it already becomes a shor haniskal, that's aser. And memela, even if you shecht it afterwards, it's going to be aser bahana. Because already with the gemar din, it already became aser bahana. But be'emes, yesh la'ayim, what do you need a special chiddush to tell you that if you shecht it, it's aser? Haray l'chora, Gam shor haniskal isn't adif mechayvi misas. If you can't be memis b'misa k'suvavo, then you do ever any type of misa. B'chol ofen, midin b'biyata rami kirbecha, that's the chiyuv la misa. So me'mele, mechitesi, that dafka k'sheniskal, it's going to be aser. Even when you kill it in a different way, you're a mekayim din misa k'din shor haniskal. So it should be aser like that. So hu adin k'sheshochto. Harei l'dasar ben utam, when mechayim, it's not aser b'hana. And therefore, what's the biur? Because when you shechted it, you're mekayim the din misa. So you shouldn't need a chiddush for this to tell you that it's going to be aser bahana after the shechita. Because the shechita is the kiyum din misa on the animal. The animal killed, the shor haniskal killed somebody, so it has to be punished. So how are you going to punish it? By killing it. How are you killing it? Skila. And if not skila, then another type of misa. But even that type of misa, it's pashit, it's also going to be aser after you're makayim that other type of misa. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam holds, that Mechaim, it's still mutter. And then after you're Mechaim, the Din Misa, it's like any Misa based in. Ubiyarta Rami Kir Bechas, and then it's Pashat that it's Aser. Because it's just an alternative to Skila. You have Skila, and if you don't do the Skila, then at least do the Shechita. And that's going to be another way of being Mechaim, the Din Ubiyarta Rami Kir Bechas, and Mimela is going to be Aser Bana, just like Skila. So the Chiddush is definitely not to tell you, oh, you can do another type of Misa. That always applies. Whenever you have a Din Misa, if you can't do the Misa Ksuvabo, then you do any type of Misa. So why then do you need a Pasuk to be Mechadish? Oh, it's Aser Bana if you do a different type of Misa. Pashat. So we have to say that there was a Havamina, the Dafka Kishin Niskol B'Ikra Mitzvaso, then the Skila is going to Aser it, but not if you did Shechita. Mehechitesi? It's do any type of Misa, you're Mechayim the Din. So therefore, we have to say a new chiddush, a new beer in the a beer mechudush in this sugi, and that is that the ikar anidon kan b'chol ha-sugia is that the Gemara is asking be'ikar din iser shor aniskal mahu. What's the ikar din iser shor aniskal? Why is it shor aniskal aser? Is there a cheftza of iser that's mechudush? Is there a new cheftza de iser when you're sokel the shore? Since it has a chalos shor haniskal, there's a shame iser mechudish ba'achilo v'hana. Just Rabbeinu Tam holds that this shame shor haniskal is only chal after it was killed with any type of misa. But after the animal was killed, only then does it get a chalos iser mechudish of shor haniskal. The Ram holds no. Miyadim gemara din, it already gets the iser shor haniskal. And according to this, there's no difference between skila and shechita. Just the Gemara had it sad to say that the Ikar Din Iser is a din that was said Behilchos Isurei Nevelos. It's Miparshas HaNevela. That after you did this Misa, now it becomes a, or it's Chayav Misa according to the Rambam, now it has a Din Nevela. Just the Torah was Mechadesh that Nevela, Shor HaNiskal, is Chomer Mishar Nevelos. Nevela, Shor HaNiskal, is more severe than other Nevelos. And it's aser not only b'achil, it's also aser b'hana. And according to that memela, it needs dafka shor haniskal v'no nishchat. Because when it was niskal and it became a nevela, then it's aser as a nevela of shor haniskal. To be machmir bo, to be machmir, to even aser it b'hana. But when it's nishchat and it's not a nevela, memela, it's not included in this iser. In other words, the Gemara has it sad that we're in the parish of Nevelis. Now, how do you make a Nevela? With Skila, and not with Shechita. And since, right, because Shechita doesn't make a Nevela. So yes, there's an Isser here of Shor HaNiskal, and you can be Mekayim that with any type of Misa, but maybe not Shechita. And that's the Havamin of the Gemara. There's a Tzad in the Gemara, there's a Saka Daitach, that Shechita would be Beseder. In other words, Skila is going to be Lavdavka. If the animal was Nechnak, or it was Nerag in a different way, it was shot in the head, then Bevadai that it's going to be Aser, because that's included in the Nevela Shor HaNiskal. There's a parsha of Nevela here. So it's not Davka Skila. But only when you shecht it, that's not included in a vela, that's the svara to be matir. So now we can understand what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Veima dafka bitsur, maybe dafka if you did it with a rak, which is kein skila. So a rak is similar to skila, because you did it with a rak, you shecht it with a rak. Vahainu, that there's a havamina, that if you shecht it with a rak, that's not called shechita me'al yisa. That's not called a proper shechita. And memela, the Torah was mechadesh, that's not the ideal shechita. So the Torah was mechadesh, that legabe shor haniskal, gam b'chahai gavna, habe b'chlal nevela v'nesar, that even in such an instance, it's included in nevela. Memela when the Torah was Mechadish Gabi Shor HaNiskal. That since it's not Shechitim Al Yisod, this is also going to have a din of Shor HaNiskal, and it's included in the status of Nevela if you shechted with a rack. Because Nevela's Shor HaNiskal is an Isra Mechudash. Like we said, that it's not a regular Isser, it's also Asr Bahana, because it's not a regular Nevela, it's a Nevela Shor HaNiskal. So since it's a new category, maybe if you shechted it with a rack, since a rack is not the ideal way of shechting, it's also going to have the status of a Shor HaNiskal. And on this the Gemara answers, Shebetzur Kosher Lechatchila V'Habe Kisakin Mamish. Betzur, a rack, is kosher lechatchila, that's the Gemara's teretz. It's just like a knife, and since a rack is just like a knife, you can't be mechalik, and you can't say dafka rack and not a knife, because a rack is equal to a knife, and therefore even shchut hamamish is going to be aser. Because we had thought originally that a tzur is an inferior way of shechting, and since it's an inferior way of shechting, it's going to be included in the category of nevelas shor haniskal. The Gemara says, no, it's not included in the category of, it's not an inferior way of shechting, it's a good, proper way of shechting. So again, since the whole vort of shor haniskal is in the parish of nevelas, so you would think that maybe if you do an inferior shechita, it's included in the parish of nevelas. Kamashma, no. That shechita with a rack is just like shechita with a knife. And if that's true, then they're both going to be included in the Isser Nevelas of Shor HaNiskal. And therefore, even if it's shechuta mamish with a knife, it's also going to be a Shor HaNiskal. Umayata muchrach, she'ein Isser Shor HaNiskal totally b'shem Nevela. So what does this prove to us? This proves that it's not tolerating the Isser Shem Nevela. Now we're turning around and we're saying that it's not a Nevela. It has a Shem Shor HaNiskal. And since it has a Shem Shor HaNiskal, so Memele, even if you shecht it with a knife, it's going to have a Din Shor HaNiskal where you're making the Din of Shor HaNiskal by killing it with a knife, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rambam Yadim Gemara Din. Because the Isser is Machmas the Shem Shor HaNiskal. So in other words, the tzad in the Gemara was to say that this Isser Shor HaNiskal is mitzad parashas nevelas. And therefore we're going to be mechalek between shechting with a knife, which is going to be make it a nevela, and shechting with a rack, which is going to make it a nevela. And because it's an inferior way of doing it, that's going to be the kiyum din of Shor HaNiskal, where it's shechting with a knife, it's not going to be in the parash of nevela. And then we say, no, shechting with a knife and shechting with a rack is equal. And if they're equal, then what does that mean? That means that even if you shecht it with a knife, it's still going to be Aser, but not Miparshas Nevelas anymore. But it's going to be an Isser Mechudash of Shor HaNiskal. Mitzad that it's called a Shor HaNiskal, that you're Mekayim the Din Shor HaNiskal. And how are you Mekayim the Din Shor HaNiskal? You're Mekayim the Din Shor HaNiskal even by shechting it. Because if you can't do the Misa Aksuvabo, then you do a different Misa. So Adas Rabbeinu Tam, how are you Mekayim the Parsh of Shor HaNiskal even by shechting it? Even if you do a proper shechita, it's also going to be Shor HaNiskal, not only by choking it or doing another type of misa, even shechita makes it a Shor HaNiskal. So that's the chi of Shor HaNiskal. The moment it's made into a Shor HaNiskal, again, according to the Rambam, has it made into a Shor HaNiskal just by having a Gemar Din. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, has it made into a Shor HaNiskal by killing it in any which way. Just the Havamin of the Gemara was that, no, that's Miparshas HaNevelas, and therefore if you have an inferior type of shechita, then only then with a rack, then it's going to be considered a Shor HaNiskal, but it's not like a knife. A knife is the ideal way of doing it. Then we say, no. When it comes to Hilchas Nevelas, they're equal. They're equally not a Nevela. Ah, so if they're equally not a Nevela, then, and it's going to be Usser, just like it's Usser with a rack, it's also going to be Usser with a knife. Why? Because you're Mekayim Misak Suvabo. It's not Miparshas HaNevelas. It's not because the Shor Niskal is not going to be Asr because it's a Nevela, that there's an Isr Mechudash of Shor Niskal Mitzad Nevela, that this type of Nevela is even going to be Asr Bahana. No. Even if it's not a Nevela, even if it's 100% good Shechita, it's going to be Asr Mitzad that it's called a Shor Niskal. And how's it a Shor Niskal? Either if you do Skeel or if you do any type of Misa. Shechita, even a good Shechita with a knife. And again, that's Rabbeinu Tam, but according to the Rambam, the Miyadim Gemara Din. The moment you have the Gemara Din for Skila, that's it. The Maskanas HaGemara, just the Gemara Din for Skila is going to make it into a... it's already going to be Aser Bahana. Why? Because the Isser is Machmas Shem Shor Niskal. And Miyadim Gemar Din, it already has a Din of Shor Niskal. And therefore it's not going to help, according to the Rambam, to Shechta with a knife. Because the second it has a Gemar Din, it already has a Din Shor Niskal. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to help to Shechta with a knife. Because that's the Kiyum Din of Shor Niskal. Once it's killed, once it's Mechaim, it's not yet a Shor Niskal, it's a Mutar Begiz of Avodah. But once it's killed, you're Mekayim the Din Shor Niskal with this knife, because you didn't give it the proper Misa of Skila, but at least you gave it a Misa. And therefore it's Asr Mitzad that you're Mekayim B'Biyarta Ramikir Becha. And based on this, we can also understand beautifully the Rashba and the Tamid Rebbeinu Peretz that we saw in the previous shir that we Pasha didn't understand. That the Kasha was, why don't we say that the Pasuk is talking about a Ben Pekua? And by Ben Pekua, there's no Isser Nevela, and therefore you need the Chiddush, you need the Pasuk to be telling you that even though there's no Isser Nevela, the Ben Pekua is still Aser if it was a Shor Niskal. Even though it doesn't need Shechita, but it's Aser Mitzat Shor Niskal. And the answer that the Rishonim gave, the Shittim Kubetzes, is that no. If you know that a Ben Pekua is Aser, when you give it Skila, Memele you know that the same would apply if you shechted it Lacha Gemar Din. Because the Kasha was, why be Mamed if you shechted Lacha Gemar Din? Then it's Aser. Say that it's telling you that if it's a Ben Pekua, it's Aser. And the Teretz is, no. You know that if it's a Ben Pekua, it's Aser. So Memele, Hu Adin, if you shechted it Lacha Gemar Din, it's Aser. So we didn't understand. We asked, Ma Pitom? A Ben Pekua is Aser because you're Mekayim the Din Skila. But if you shechted Lacha Gemar Din, you shechted it. So it shouldn't be Aser. So how can you say Ben Pekua and Hu Adin if you shechted Lacha Gemar Din? So Teretz says, no. That if you did Skila on the Ben Pekua, so you're Mekayim the Din Skila, you're Mekayim the Din Shor Niskal. And if you shechted Lacha Gemar Din, that's also a Kiyum of the Din Skila. And Memele we know that it's also going to be Aser Bana, because that's also a Kiyum Din Skila. Because if you can't do the Misa Ksuba, go then do a different Misa. So this is a beautiful Mahalach in the Sugya, and Amir Tzashem, hopefully we will return to this, because I Sugya of Shor Niskal is one of the many that really fascinates me. So, Shiratzon Shinach, Nizke Lachzor, Vilishnas Perek Zeh, Shem Ham Shalom, Sweetest, Most Beloved Friend.